It was a record time for John Baker, who won the Iditarod yesterday morning in 8 days and less than 19 hours. Good morning. I'm Steve Heimel.
Support for APRN Iditarod coverage comes from Wells Fargo, providing financial tools and resources for purchasing a home or planning for the future. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A.
It was almost 10 a.m., but the sun was just coming up as John Baker reached the Burled Arch in Nome. Ramey Smith had been chasing him for hundreds of miles, but after a certain point could no longer get enough speed out of his team to overtake him. Baker won by more than an hour. As for breaking Martin Boozer's 2002 record, Baker said for most of the race that was not on his mind at all.
I didn't have any thoughts about breaking the record that dawned on me either last night or this morning.
John Baker had run third in that record 2002 race. As for the old record holder, Martin Boozer was still out on the trail this morning, and so was Lance Mackey. John Baker fought off sleep deprivation and kept to a steady schedule, and it paid off for him in the end game against the musher who almost always has had the fastest time on the very last leg of the trail, but not this time.
You know, I was fortunate that I was getting to rest the dogs exactly like I had planned on resting them. So with Ramey breaking the rest, continually breaking it, I was curious how strong his team, how long he could continue to do that.
It turned out that Baker and Smith both broke records. Hans Gott, Dallas Seavey, Hugh Neff, and Sebastian Schnulla drove their teams up Front Street throughout the afternoon. Dallas Seavey arrived in fourth place. His father Mitch, grandfather Dan, and a large entourage greeted the young Yukon Quest champion in the Nome Chute. The third-generation musher arrived with 9 dogs in harness.
This is a tough team. These dogs here, the 9 I finished with, 8 of them finished the quest with me, and the other one went halfway. She was kind of my main leader and had to drop her out about partway. So all these dogs are the same ones that did the quest. It's a tough team. It's diverse. I've got young and old. I'm just going to have to keep young dogs coming in, but at least I have a core now to work off.
Dallas Seavey came from behind and caught up to Hugh Neff and Sebastian Schnulla between Elam and White Mountain. And let's not forget that he won the Yukon Quest. It's been said before, it'll be said again, ultimately, it's about the dogs.
I don't know that the races dictate what it's going to be like. You know, last year the Yukon Quest was a breeze. It was nice and warm, they had a great trail, and the Iditarod was the one that had 50 below day after day after day. So what I do, I like having a dog team that can handle all those conditions. And whatever the race throws at us, whether it be the Yukon Quest or the Iditarod or the Cusco or whatever race we do, I like having a dog team that can handle it and take it with a smile and do what we need to do to get here as fast as possible.
Seavey's dogs started to bark and yank at their harnesses ready for the 100-yard dash to the Iditarod Dog Yard, where they take their well-earned rest. While the winds seemed calm in Nome, mushers had their share of windy conditions along the coast. Hugh Neff got into Nome 41 minutes before Sebastian Schnulla. He characterized the way the two raced as something less than a duel.
We're buddies, man. I didn't think we were really racing against each other, though. We're just getting to Nome in a safe, you know, manner, helping each other out. We rotated around going through different storms outside of Golovin and going up the mountain and stuff like that. We take turns.
And exhausted as he was, Hugh Neff was ready to say what many others have. It's also about the trail as well as the race.
Yeah, people don't understand, but for me it's just not about what place I come in. It's about the journey.
Sebastian Schnulla arrived in Nome as the sun slowly began to set over the Bering Sea yesterday evening. He had 12 dogs in harness and announced that he would probably sit out the next long-distance race season. Rounding out the top 10 this year were Ray Reddington Jr., Peter Kaiser of Bethel in only his second Iditarod, coming in 8th, Ken Anderson with the fastest time so far between safety and Nome, and Jesse Royer. Then it was Ali Zirkel, D.D. Jonro, Mike Williams Jr. at 3 this morning, Sven Haltman and Sonny Lindner. At this point, it looks as if Rick Swenson will make the top 20 behind Lance Mackey, Michelle Phillips, Martin Boozer, and Robert Nelson. And Nicholas Pettit, running Jim Lanier's dogs, will be the Rookie of the Year. As for the Red Lantern, it's with 3 teams in Caltag. I'm Steve Heimel.
Follow the coverage of this year's Iditarod at APRN.org and on Twitter at APRN.
This is APRN.